So from a practical perspective, mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at two targets where we have pretty mm-hmm. effective treatments, endocrine therapy and trastuzumab, you know, both bringing the opportunity to reduce cancer relapse rate, you know, 50%, major. And yet we're not sure whether we're identifying the right patients to receive these agents. Any sort of ballpark guess about, for example, let's start with ER, what the chances that a woman might be called ER negative when in fact she's ER positive and therefore doesn't get treated with hormone therapy that could benefit her so much?
Overall discordance rate that we have in, let's say, B31 trial was about 20%. And I think that is consistent throughout all the studies that we do. So you have a 20% chance of having ER-negative tumors called ER-positive or vice versa.
What about HER2? Again, now we have trastuzumab, you know, spectacular 50% reduction roughly in terms of relapse rate in addition to chemotherapy and hormonal therapy. What's the chance that a woman, I guess we're thinking 20-25% of women with breast cancer have HER2-positive mm-hmm. tumors. What's the chance that a woman with a HER2-positive tumor might be mislabeled as HER2-negative?
It's actually very difficult to guess because all the data that we have is on central, or say, comparison with what was called positive by the local labs. So we know we have a pretty good handle on what is the false positive rate, but we don't really have a good handle on false negative rate. It is there. I think it is estimated to be 5 to 15%. So in some sense, the argument by Dr. Sleiman and Dr. Press is correct that all these women should be really tested with FISH. But I think the only caveat there is that it has to be done. Even FISH has to be performed by very experienced labs.
So again, quality control problem or issues about FISH.
Right.